Immigration levels are as high as they've ever been in the United States, and so too are calls for immigration reform. This is nothing new, of course, as we saw much the same response a century ago when immigration levels were similarly high, the welcoming arms of the recently erected Statue of Liberty notwithstanding. Here to offer an historian's perspective on this historical parallel is Edward O'Donnell, professor of history at Hunter College of the City University of New York.
In recent months, a group calling itself Project USA has caused quite a stir in California, Minnesota, the Carolinas, and many other states by putting up anti-immigrant billboard advertisements. A similar effort in New York City in August made national headlines. What's significant about the controversy is not Project USA's message of immigration restriction. That's hardly a new idea. What's important is the skillful way in which it has presented this message as reformist rather than reactionary. The practice of opposing immigration in the name of reform goes back centuries and relies on two time-tested formulas, both of which are apparent in the Project USA campaign. First, opponents make a mythological distinction between present-day immigration and the flood of newcomers who came in the past. Project USA's website is emphatic on this point. Making this distinction is essential, since most Americans can point to an immigrant ancestor. They argue that past immigration was good for the United States because the immigrants were different. That is, they were European. These immigrants, they argue, were willing to Americanize, as if they had much choice. And, of course, they were too proud to accept welfare, which didn't exist. Second, while there has never been a shortage of people willing to condemn immigration in nakedly racist terms, the most effective anti-immigration groups have always dressed up their bigotry in the respectable clothes of high-minded concern for the common good. To cite but a few examples, in the 1840s, nativists cast their attacks on Irish Catholics as civic duty. Loyalty to the Pope in Rome, they argued, rendered those immigrants incapable of exercising the duties of Republican citizenship. At the turn of the century, many justified opposition to immigration by invoking the alleged science of eugenics. Maintaining the nation's health, identity, and values, they insisted, depended on the exclusion of the genetically inferior peoples of Europe and Asia. The billboard campaign sponsored by Project USA is simply the latest version of this tradition. Their billboards bear messages such as, quote, "Over 80% of Americans support very little immigration or no more immigration. Is anyone listening to us?" Unquote. In that way, the group carefully avoids the appearance of opposing immigration on the basis of race or culture. Instead, it cloaks its narrow-minded bigotry in allegedly high-minded concern over population growth, environmental damage, or urban sprawl. Craig Nelson, the group's founder, goes to great lengths to convince his critics that, quote, "it's not about skin color, it's about numbers," unquote. Such assurances ring with the same degree of sincerity as, "it's not the money, it's the principle." In interviews, Nelson has let slip his view that America has, quote, "enough diversity," unquote. Project USA claims that its billboard campaign is intended to force a national debate on immigration policy. It is a serious issue, one that demands careful consideration of all options, including reducing the annual total of new arrivals. Debate, however, must be open and honest if it is to lead to consensus. Project USA lacks the courage and the honesty to state its real reasons for opposing immigration. Hiding behind convenient myths and smokescreen issues, the organization is clearly not interested in stimulating a debate on immigration. It merely wants to poison it.
You've been listening to Edward O'Donnell, professor of history at Hunter College. Professor O'Donnell's op-ed comes to us courtesy of the History News Service.